This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. CCNS and HOPE request the Water Quality Control Commission lift its stay on review of DP 1132 for LAML. On May 5th, 2022, the New Mexico Environment Department issued discharge permit DP 1132 under the New Mexico Water Quality Act for the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility at Los Alamos National Laboratory. The facility manages hazardous waste, and the Water Quality Act is expressly limited so that it does not apply to a hazardous waste facility. Nevertheless, the Environment Department issued LANL the Water Quality Act permit. On June 6, non-governmental organizations Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety, CCNS, and Honor Our Pueblo Existence, HOPE, filed a petition for review of DP 1132 with the New Mexico Water Quality Control Commission. CCNS and HOPE asked for the commission to review DP 1132 because the facility handles, treats, and stores hazardous wastes. All hazardous waste facilities in New Mexico are regulated by Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, RCRA, as implemented by the New Mexico Hazardous Waste Act. RCRA regulations protect human health and the environment much more thoroughly than the Water Quality Act does. LANL plans to use the facility to receive and treat radioactive and hazardous liquid waste from plutonium pit production using tanks, pipes, containers, and evaporative disposal methods. With such dangerous waste, it is essential to follow rigorous RCRA requirements for tank systems and to assess seismic vulnerability since LANL is in a fault zone. CCNS and HOPE argue to the commission that the permit must be reversed and remanded to the Environment Department because the Water Quality Act expressly does not apply to a hazardous waste facility. The commission did not rule on the CCNS and HOPE request. Instead, on August 30, 2022, at the request of Triad National Security LLC, the principal LANL contractor, and the Environment Department, the commission stayed the permit review. That means that the appeal is suspended. The commission's stay, in effect, suspends the operation of the hazardous waste laws for the facility. However, the commission left the Water Quality Act permit in effect. LANL is clearly planning to obtain a long-term RCRA exemption for the facility. Based on public hearings in 2010, Section 4.6 of the RCRA permit for LANL requires it to discharge all treated wastewater from the facility through its outfall 051 into Morton Dead Canyon. It says that if another method of wastewater disposal is used, an exemption from RCRA will be lost. Since November 2010, LANL has used the mechanical evaporator system almost exclusively to dispose of wastewater. In this situation, Permit Condition 4.6 would require the facility to be regulated by the hazardous waste laws. CCNS and HOPE intend to make sure that happens. This has been the CCNS News Update. To make a financial contribution to support this work, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.